Chapter 73, Spectre. Although the curtain was only partially open, every person in the enormous room seemed to be staring at Nyx. She was visible. Some of them continued to scream. Others scrambled to get back. One man climbed up on stage and fell to his knees as if worshipping her. They really could see her. Nyx could tell she looked different than she usually did as a ghost. She was still the tall, slender version of herself, but her features were blurred and overshadowed by a pale purple light. So what was she supposed to do now? What was the purpose of her showing herself to everyone? The demons didn't seem particularly scared of her, much less, in fact, than when she'd been the center of her own swirling galaxy. Then, Nyx noticed three things almost at once, as if it had been a beautifully choreographed dance. The pillow heads on the stage lifted an aquarium and placed it soundlessly on top of another. In the lower aquarium, pounding on the glass with twin expressions of horror, swam Sarah and Tiago. And finally, Nyx watched herself crawl up the ladder from under the stage. Ah, crap. Now Nyx understood. The possessed pillow heads meant for her to decide. Save herself or save her friends. That was a no-brainer. But the aquarium must have weighed a ton. She needed help. Nyx thought herself to one side of the curtain. The theater gasped. Several screams and shouts punctuated the confusion. Clearly the audience had just watched her teleport several feet. She passed one hand through the other. The heat came much quicker this time, and the puff of fog was nearly opaque. Was that because she was closer to the mortal realm? She grabbed the curtain. She could actually feel the fabric, and pulled it back far enough that most of the people in the audience had a full view of the aquariums, particularly the one containing two trapped teenagers. Although some people still cowered in fear or stood in shock, enough members of the crowd ran toward the stage to help Sarah and Tiago. No one seemed to notice Nyx's demon-animated body grin and disappear into the darkness backstage. Nyx felt an intense need to chase after it and get her property back, but she'd already made her choice. She could always try and find it later and figure out a way to kick out whatever had taken up residence in her. That's when she finally understood. It hadn't ever been about Sarah, Abendroth, or Stones. Not really. The demons had been looking for the girl who could stop her heart. And now they knew who Nyx was. Murdering her friends had simply been a distraction, a way to flush her out, to leave her body unattended. But her friends hadn't been murdered yet. Nyx still had time to save them. When Tiago and Sarah's eyes fell on purple ghost Nyx, they stopped struggling somewhat. How much longer could they hold their breath? From the efforts of the helpful spectators, it was clear that there would be no moving or tipping the aquarium on top. It was much too heavy. In fact, the lower aquarium was starting to crack under its weight. Nyx would somehow have to shatter the top tank without breaking the one directly underneath. Brute force wouldn't work. She could never build up enough as a ghost anyway. In fact, now that she was closer, she realized it wasn't glass at all, but thick plastic. Four football players coordinated and tried to shove over the top aquarium, but it might as well have been a concrete pillar. Mr. Turtle Tab swung at the bottom aquarium with a mic stand, but the metal only bounced off the plastic. Was he an idiot? If the lower aquarium broke, Tiago and Sarah would be instantly crushed. Where would Nyx find the force to move hundreds of pounds of water in the next 5 seconds? Nyx stretched out her arm and pushed a finger through the plastic of the upper tank. The only thing she could think of was to quickly freeze the water so it would take up more space and crack the plastic. But that would require a lot of cold. She would have to draw more heat into herself than ever before. Rather than wiggle her legs together, Nyx focused on her finger. It grew shorter as it contracted. Heat rushed into her, pulled from the water. Her finger and knuckle were now taking up the same space. She continued to push. In less than a second, her entire ghost finger was folded and smashed, so it took up only a square centimeter. Rather than a hot wind buffeting her, it felt like molten lava poured into her. Nyx pushed her whole hand into the single point of focus. A cloud of bubbles escaped from Tiago's mouth, and he went limp. Nyx shoved with everything she had. As if sucked into a vacuum, her entire soul shrank and condensed, layer upon layer, into the space previously occupied by only the tip of her finger. For the smallest fraction of a second, Nyx was the size of a marble. It felt like she'd stepped onto the surface of the sun. Both aquariums exploded in a shower of ice and plastic. The people on stage fell back and covered their faces. Sarah landed on the floor and coughed up water, bruised and bloody from the explosion of ice. Confused fish flopped in the icy slush, Tiago lay on his back next to the aquarium, unmoving. No. Leo stood over Tiago's body. Wait, that wasn't Leo. It must have been one of his other brothers. Nyx waved her arms and screamed, "Dude, mouth to mouth!" She realized her purple aura was gone. She was no longer visible. And yet he looked straight at her.
"He's dying!"
Nyx shouted.
"Save him!"
But instead of kneeling and trying to resuscitate his brother, the guy looked at Nyx and laughed. "Holy mother of pearl! It was Tiago! Is that you, Nyx?" he asked with a dazzling smile. "You look so old." Tiago? This 20-something Tiago wasn't quite as pretty as the 16-year-old version, but he was still breathtaking. "You have to get back into your body." Tiago made a face. "Yeah, right. This is awesome. Wait, are you dead too?" "It's a long story." Below them, Sarah realized Tiago wasn't breathing and started CPR. "You're just... wow," Tiago said. "Gorgeous." Those words lifted Nyx to a higher plane, but at the same time, she felt a little insulted. He couldn't be bothered to notice her until she was thin. And as much as she'd like to keep Ghost Tiago to herself, there would be no hand-holding, kissing, or really anything except looking, which pretty much summed up the last semester. Besides, keeping Tiago to herself would be selfish. He had his whole life before him. He couldn't abandon his family. "Look," Nyx pointed at Sarah, who was sobbing and shouting motivational slogans between compressions.
"I don't care," Tiago said. "They'll get over it. This is way too amazing. Were you that lilac ghost? How did you make it so everyone could see you?"
Nyx grabbed Tiago by the shoulders. It felt like trying to catch a cloud of dandelion seeds.
"Your mom gave herself over to a demon in order to save your dad."
Tiago drew back.
"What are you even—
I was there. Your dad got rid of the demon, but the point is, your mother gave up her soul for him. What do you think she'd do for her son?"
Tiago glanced again at his lifeless, lacerated body.
"You can't leave your family," Nyx said, with all the authority she could muster. "It would destroy them, and it would be your fault for being so selfish."
Tiago looked hurt, but Nyx kept going.
"If you don't get in your body right now," Nyx said, "I'm going to go back into mine and tell your parents you abandoned them, that you had a chance to live, but you gave it up because you didn't care about them enough to try."
"Can you really just go back in like that?"
"If your body cooperates, and Sarah is doing her best to keep your blood oxygenated. If you wait any longer, you might have brain damage."
Tiago made a face like he had to pee really bad.
Nyx hesitated, then said,
"Plus, if you go in right now, you'll get to kiss her again."
"Fine. How do I do it?"
Nyx guided him to lie down, so he was more or less inside himself.
"Concentrate on feeling your body."
"I don't feel anything."
"Try rubbing your hands. No, not together. Inside each other."
Tiago tried it. Nothing seemed to happen.
"What's that supposed to do?"
"Let me try something."
Nyx gestured for him to get away from his body. Just in case, she didn't want to get shocked again. Nyx worked up some friction with her hands. Heat flowed to her.
Sarah's breath came out in a white plume.
"That's what it's supposed to do," Nyx said. "I don't know if..."
She carefully pushed her hands into Tiago's chest cavity and made her fingers semi-solid. It was hard to tell the difference between blood, tissue, and fish water. She tried to remember what it felt like to have rain pass through her, the faint tickle of electricity. She rooted around for a minute until she felt that same tingle. She caught hold of that and gently drew it into Tiago's throat. Water dribbled out the side of his mouth.
"What are you doing?"
older Tiago asked.
"Keep quiet and get ready to jump in."
She performed the action again, timing it so Sarah wouldn't blow it back into his lungs. This time, the water bubbled up in his mouth like a clogged sink. Sarah had the good sense to turn Tiago's head so the water poured out. Nyx moved her hands toward his heart. Her heat was running low. She rubbed her ankles together. She found the ropey ball of muscle in his chest and squeezed as she had with Andy in the hospital. Tiago's body twitched.
"Get ready."
Nyx gave his heart another good pump and then got out of the way.
"Go!"
Tiago flopped into a position, but nothing happened. Nyx waited.
"Do you feel a pull, like a magnet, in your chest?"
"Nope."
"Nothing?"
They attempted the whole process again with the same result.
"Well, we gave it a good college try," Tiago said. "Where's your body?"
"Don't worry about me. I know how to restart my heart."
"Wait a minute. Could she..." Mr. Turtletab pulled Sarah back by the shoulders.
"He's gone."
She collapsed into the teacher and sobbed. They'd given up already. It was time to see if Tiago's body was as easy to animate as her own. Nyx positioned herself in the corpse. She felt nothing.
It's no use, Tiago said. It's fine. It was not fine. Santiago Padilla was not going to die today. Well, he wasn't going to die again. Or he wasn't not going to come back. It was time for that turn inside out thing she'd first done when she'd met Lamia. Ready? Go. Nothing. Tiago's body would be irretrievable in a few seconds. Go! Bupkis. Turn around, reverse image, mirror. Nyx flipped herself so she was now on her belly, then, somehow, faced up without turning around. Heat. Pressure. Cold. Something was wrong. Something was really, really wrong. Nyx tried to open her eyes, but it was as if she'd forgotten where she'd put them. Her mind felt like it had been ripped in two and patched back together with retroactive yarn. Her body, it wasn't her body. It was an awkward machine of pulleys and pumps and electricity. Pain grew in her chest. At least that was familiar. She needed air. Nyx tried to cough but only managed to clamp her jaw. She relinquished control of the body itself and immediately vomited a stream of water.
Tiago!
Sarah cried. Nyx finally got around to coughing. Her voice rumbled low in the back of her throat. She tried to say something, but only managed to drool. Sarah grabbed Nyx's head with both hands.
Don't ever leave me again, Tiago!
Then Sarah kissed her.